24 hours a day, 7 days a week. On demand, powerful talk radio. We global, and you can do nothing about it. BashaniRadio.com. Always talking about everything. Keep it locked. Keep it locked.
Live from New York and broadcasted worldwide
on Bashani Radio, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Amazon Echo, Apple TV, Siri, and all mobile streaming devices.
Welcome to Productivity 360, your platform for all things productivity.
With your host, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph,
a.k.a. Mr. Productivity. It's time to talk productive.
With Dr. Vernet A. Joseph and my good friend, global civility leader, Dr. Clyde Rivers. Today is a phenomenal day, folks. I have to tell you that this is something that is unthought of, unheard of, and unseen, but you are now part of what we would call history. So welcome to the Productive Business Civility Awards. Again, I'm the founder of Productive Business Civility, and my good friend, Dr. Clyde Rivers, is the global world civility leader. How are you today? Man, it is phenomenal. You know what they say, when the two of us get together, the world better watch out. Yes. So today, Dr. Rivers, we get the opportunity to, give presentations of these phenomenal awards to leaders and top world leaders in over seven different countries. I am super excited because this is not what we would call your everyday thing. But when you live in the world of I Change Nations, when you live in the world of productive business civility, you recognize that if you can think it, you truly can achieve it. And this is a testimony to just that. Today, we are going to talk about a myriad of things prior to us doing the award presentations. I want you to understand who we are, what we're here to do, and how we are going to change the world. So, Dr. Rivers, let's discuss the climate of world civility today. Come on now. Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. No, I definitely appreciate that. And that's what life is really all about. I believe that life is all about your perspective. If you have the wrong perspective, then you won't go far or you won't make it in life. You may exist, but you won't live. So as we think and talk about this, it is amazing to me the mindset of an individual when it comes to people treatment. We'll get into that just a little bit later on. Let's talk about this. What would you say is the main focus of world civility right now as we get ready to make changes in the world? Hmm. That is really, really good. Understanding that civility in action is absolutely essential. That really walks us right into this next question, Dr. Rivers. How will we rebuild the nations of the world? We have been posed with a crisis, but now those who are people thinkers and people treatment people, they're thinking 5-10 years ahead of the game. They're not sitting right in the situation that they find themselves. So how will we rebuild the nations of the world? You're waiting to go live? Okay, hold on 1 second. Let's see, it's weird. It says that we're live here. Yes, that's what I'm double checking right now. Let me go to my phone and look up Civility 360. These are the streams, it's on. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I'm going live now.
I see you in the screen. Yeah, you're live, okay. But you weren't on the screen. I see
okay.
you.
Okay. So nations will have to go to they're going to look to go within, which is a great thing, because every leader will have to look their people in the eyes and chart the way forward. But that way forward will at some point will engage other nations again, other parts of the world. But this time when they come, they have to come with civility, because every person is valuable now.
Yes. You know, you have a quote, Dr. Rivers, that I love so much. 7.8 billion people all are, listen. I can't even quote it like you quoted. I need you to say that one time so that the people who will be listening and watching the replay will get it in their spirit. Give me that quote. 7.8 billion people. Come on.
7.8 billion people and all are valuable. And let me explain why they're valuable. God created 7.8 billion solutions.
Woo!
So come on, what now. Takes place is, and this is why your productive business civility is going to wake up ideas in 7.8 billion people. So watch this. 7.8 billion people have 7.8 billion people solutions.
Come on now.
You are my solution. I am your solution. So we can no longer look for small numbers to dominate. 7.8 billion people are gifted from God to solve 7.8 billion people's problems.
It's time to open and expand your mind, folks. 7.8 billion people, not a few, not a couple hundred, not a couple hundred thousand, 7.8 billion people are valuable and have what we call people solutions. I hope that you all are picking up what Dr. Rivers is putting down today. All right, Dr. Rivers, let's talk about the work that iChange Missions is doing around the globe. Many people don't know who iChange Nations is as of yet, and we want to change that narrative.
Yes, iChange Nations is the world's largest culture of honor organization in the world. Let me tell you what happened, Dr. B. I was traveling through Africa and other parts of the nations, and I saw great people that no one acknowledged. And a thought hit me, why do we honor people when they're dead and they can't smell the roses or they can't partake of what they helped produce? So at that point, I started iChange Nations, and we have had the privilege of honoring 15 presidents. We've had the honor of having the world's largest because, let me tell you what I've learned in life. People try to look at people, the whole body of their work. And great, the whole body of the work is not perfect, but still many great things have come out of the body of work. So we look for the good that people have done to help humanity. And that's where we are thriving today. We are thriving because what you praise, they will practice. And what's happened is this, Dr. V, people have praised the problem. So the problem continues to exist. So we are shifting the culture. We're saying, no. We are going to honor the Dr. Linda Lars of the world. We're going to honor the Dr. Sunny Lars. We're going to honor the Patrick Basingays. We're going to honor the great people of the world that are making an impact and say, look, people, if you want to be successful in life, here, I don't have to bring up a picture of someone that died. I can show you Dr. Burnett Joseph in your neighborhood. I can show you him that's thriving.
Wow. So that's what we did, yeah. That is so phenomenal. Well, listen, we've already talked about our welcome in our intro. We started talking about the climate of world civility, and now iChange Nations and its footprint. People, if you haven't heard, I don't know where you've been. I don't know what rock you need to crawl from under, but understand there is a train that is moving, and it's called iChange Nations. Let's dive in, if you would, Dr. Rivers, into productive business civility. And let's talk a little bit more about it so that people can truly understand what it is and what it's meant to be.
Dr. Burnett, you have been working with productive business for a long time. This is not your first rodeo. You've been doing this for a long time. And we met. And as we met, I talked about mass civility. And what happened is we talked for years about this day.
And yes,
what productive business ability is this business that values people. The big challenge I see in the world, Dr. Burnett, is business can become so focused on dollars and cents that it misses the greatest currency in the world, God's people. And I want to go a step further. Those people are potential solutions to cause you to actually profit even more. But you must treat them with respect because there's a principle I live by. It's James 2:8. It says the royal law is to love your neighbor as yourself. And it says when you do that, you live under liberty. And then it says if you mistreat people, you live under transgression. So every nation, every country that's ever mistreated people has a day coming where they have to deal with the injustice they put upon others. And Dr. B, that's not a political law. That's a biblical law. That's a law against the creator of the world. So that one, the consequence is grave and real.
That is it. That's the top and the bottom, as we would say in the business world. You know, I'm often asked, how did productive business get started, Dr. Rivers? And it's very simple. And people look at me as if I'm crazy when I tell them it started as a thought in my mind. You see, I always wanted to be productive in life, whether it was being productive at sports, being productive at finances and relationships. But most importantly to me, it was business. Now, many people who know me, they know that I'm a people person. I'm a relationships guy through and through. And I'm a family man, hands down. God is first, and then we take it from there. But the beauty of productive business being started, it's because it's in my DNA. It's not something that I have to go to school to understand. It's who I am. And I love business and I love people. So when you put those two together, when you put them together, what you find is people treatment and business acumen. When you put people treatment and business acumen together, that's how you get productive business. And then they're often asked, why civility? Well, let me help people to understand this. As a relationships guy, I genuinely want the best for everyone that I meet. And as a businessman who loves to create, innovate, and dominate, it's part of who I am. So when you look at relationships, I was birthed into civility. My parents were immigrants from Haiti. And in my family, we have well over a century of military service. So when you put that together, proper people treatment and serving and producing, that's my life. That's who I am. So when people say productive business civility, where did that come from? I was birthed into this thing.
Wow. And I've seen it firsthand, and anyone that knows you understand that one of the most important things about you is you treat every single person you meet with respect. I've seen it. I've been with you. No one's bigger. No one's littler. You take time with every single person. This is why you are the father of this movement. You are the father of the productive business civility movement. You've birthed it. It's in your DNA. And I want to go a step further. I believe this is the only way to put the world back together after the virus is productive business civility. Only way.
Wow. Amazing. Amazing. You know, as you talked earlier, Dr. Rivers, about cultures of honor, I'm reminded, you know, people often say, okay, where is this culture of honor thing coming from? Again, as a military combat veteran, you know, I thoroughly understand what we as leaders would call selfless service. I understand community engagement. I understand sacrifice, right? So when you have giving and honor together, the Bible teaches us that giving honor where honor is due is not only something that we should do. It shouldn't just be a practice. It should be a philosophy in which we live by.
Yes, yes, yes.
So that's why cultures of honor is so important.
It's you lose so much from dishonor. Dishonor, people have no idea the high cost of dishonor. And when you honor, sometimes you'll still be dishonored, but when you're honorable, God will never fail you. And you know what, Dr. Vanette, I am so happy that we have biblical principles we're standing. We're not running away from our Lord and Savior Jesus. We're not running away. He's the foundation that's keeping us in life right now, and he's the one when other things are crumbling, he has this thing raised up. So if we don't tell the truth about who we're working for and who the one that gave us the vision, the world will never understand. So look at right now. People are devastated, and we're not.
No, sir. No, sir. When you know in whom you believe, when you know who you can lean on, trust in, and depend on, you have a rock. You have all of these different names. Now, let me share this with people. Names reveal a nature. And when you recognize that a name reveals a nature, you'll be careful who you call your God. You'll be careful what you call him. So all of the different natures of God, you need to be able to reach out and hold on to during times of trouble and struggle. But I love the way we think. We think differently, therefore we live differently. When you have a different perspective, you can expect the great to come to you. And what I try to challenge people to do, Dr. Rivers, is call what you want into existence, but it causes you to have to produce. See, you can't say you want something and wait for it. That's never going to happen. You've got to put feet to whatever it is that you desire to do. I call it doing the work. I've never seen a champion that has never actually practiced. Never.
Dr. Vanette, you are the first, listen, you are the first in the world professor of productive business civility at United Graduate College and Seminary in Kampala, Uganda. You're the first professor because your body of work, listen to me, your body of work is practical. You've done the job on the ground. You have it in your mind. You've studied, you've researched, but more importantly, you deliver the goods. And we've created a new model for a searcher, not just a researcher. And you have searched, and you are the first professor of business civility in the world.
What an honor. What an honor. You know, I'm super excited. I'm just grateful and thankful. Many people often ask this question, Dr. Rivers, how do you do so much? And I ask the question, how do you do so little? Not in a derogatory way, but when you say much, I work off of principles that say to whom much is given, much is required. So all that others may see us doing, that's the least that we can do for the mantle that has been put upon us and the work that is to be done ahead of us. See, as you mentioned, there's 7.8 billion people on the planet. But the question is, what's their purpose? If they don't walk after their purpose, they won't fulfill their destiny. And I've heard it said, you know, motivational speakers, inspirational speakers all around the globe will tell you, oh, the richest place in the world is the cemetery. Well, we want to change that paradigm. We want the richest place in the world to be the earth. Why? Because we're on it. And because we're on it, we now can produce and execute. People often ask me this, Dr. Rivers, how did you write so many books? Well, I've authored 25 books personally. I've helped 20 to 30 different people create their own books, but I have 16 projects in the work right now. Not to make someone feel this, that, or the other. What I'm saying is you have a life that needs to be read by others. Your experiences, your experiences, your talent, and your energy needs to be used properly. And that's why I love what we're doing now with Productive Business Civility, because people won't be able to read anything if you don't write it down.
Oh.
Can you imagine a world where there was never an author? Do you know how much wisdom and insight we would not have? I can sit right here in my office in Arizona and read a book that was written by Dr. Clyde Rivers, and it will add 10 years of wisdom to my life. Could you imagine what life would be like if we did not write?
Wow.
If we did not speak. Wow. Yes. Well, that's what it's all about, Dr. Rivers. When I talk productive business civility, I just want people to understand people treatment and understanding that business should parallel people treatment, not the other way around.
So good. That's so good. And you model that well.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Listen, I want to talk a whole lot, but there are some great people who have done some phenomenal things. I'm talking about top world leaders who are making a difference in their communities, in the region, state, country, and the world. And today, we want to take some time, Dr. Rivers and I, to acknowledge, to promote, and to help people to learn a different level of thinking. And today I'd like to start off, if we could, Dr. Rivers, with our good friend, Dr. Frank Kanu out of Stockholm, Sweden. Let's talk about him.
Frank Kanu is the president and founder of OPAT, the Organization for Poverty Alleviation and Development. He has touched the lives of people all around the world. He, our motto is to go into the actual rural and help teach them how to live. And I'm telling you, first of all, these productive business awards, Dr. Vernet, we've acknowledged you as I Change Nations with an award in your name. We have vice presidents that have awards in their name. We have major leaders, but not everybody can walk with an I Change Nations award in their name. Now, what am I saying this for? I'm saying yesterday I was so happy when the international news article went out about you. It went to 3,900 outlets had the ability to hear this, people. 3,900 outlets got a story about a man that felt productivity was so big. So I'm in awe that many people picked up your story. And so everyone that's winning this award, your names are online today in 3,900 outlets because of a work done by Professor Vernet Allen Joseph. So somebody laid the groundwork so you could be acknowledged. Now, please, and listen to what I'm saying. This is the first Productive Business Ability Awards in the entire globe. No one has created an institution like you have. And Dr. V, we're honored. We are honored that to be a part of Productive Business Ability. It's your actual launch is in 3,900 newspapers around the world. I'm humbled.
Yes, sir. Well, I would just like to say thank you. Thank you for partnering and working with me. Thank you for being able to call those things that be not as though they were, and then actually materializing those things. I am humbled. I'm honored. I'm just a man who has a plan to help everyone be productive until the day that I die. That's what I desire to do. And I'm grateful and thankful to be honored. But it's time for us to get to work in the countries of this world so that they too can see their everyday heroes while they are alive.
Yes, let me get back to Frank Kanu. Frank Kanu is such a visionary. He's a leader that moves things. And what happens, the reason why I nominated him for your award is because I've watched the body of work this great man has done. And there's many great things Dr. Kanu has coming. So we're honored to have him as a Productive Business Ability Award winner 2020.
Yes, yes, yes. We salute you, Dr. Frank Kanu, Stockholm, Sweden, changing the world right where you are. And we're grateful and thankful for it. That is Civility 360. And we're grateful for you. The next person that we'd like to talk about today is Dr. Raymond Herlal. Dr. Raymond Herlal out of Canada.
This man, Raymond Herlal, I call him the bridge. He is one of the most brilliant young minds I've ever seen. He is our 2020 Canada icon of civility. Why? Because this man has created, he's the founder. I'm wearing his pen right now for the Canada Book Club. He's the creator of the Canada Book Club. And last year he produced for authors on leadership, how to health. And he put books together, and these books are all over the world helping people live better lives. And he also has established in the country of Guyana, He is planting 1 million coconut trees. This man is the epitome of civility in action. He, listen, people, Raymond Harlaw, Dr. Harlaw, you will hear this man's name for a long time in the world. Raymond, we're honored to have you as a productive business civility award.
Absolutely, absolutely. We salute you, Dr. Raymond Harlaw, for the work that you are doing in Canada and around the world, Guyana included. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you, my friend. Next, we have Professor Ona C. Miller out of Dallas, Texas.
It gets no greater than her. That woman has created female civility. She's one of the brilliant minds of the world. And she takes things, she puts them in motion, in action. She has created the Global Women's Library. Her mind is so to empower. And I'm telling you, we are blessed. You will hear Professor Ona C. Miller's name throughout the archives of the history of the world. That's a great woman. So we're honored to have her.
My. Again, Professor Ona C. Miller, we appreciate you. Thank you so much for your existence. Your productivity is off the charts, and we honor you. Let's talk next about another professor, Professor Patrick Basinge.
The guy's a machine. The guy has created world greatness, civility, humanitarians. This man, Patrick, I'm telling you, he did his first awards were in actually Luton, England. And this man created world greatness. He's created Greatness University. And I'm thinking, what kind of mind is thinking about a Greatness University? And he's building this around life capacities of great people. And he's creating an education model from greatness. So greatness begets greatness. So this man here, world, wake up. There's a new paradigm coming. And Professor Patrick Basinge is on the forefront. We're honored to have him.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Again, Patrick Basinge, as a military man, I salute. That's the way we do things here. We appreciate you, your existence, and world greatness. Let's talk, Dr. Rivers, about Dr. Olga Naranjo.
Oh, man. Dr. Olga Naranjo. All I can say is a pioneer. She is not afraid to scale the hill first. You know her history, where she's came from to what she's doing now. She has created an international market. And I got to explain who she is. She's created an I get excited you're talking about Dr. Olga. She goes into developing countries, finds people in villages, little markets, and she helps them market their product, and she gives the money back to them. Dr. Olga Naranjo, man, people, that woman, get behind her. She's making it happen. She's one of the greatest leaders I know in the world is Olga Naranjo.
Wow. Olga, listen, that model right there, giving back after you have produced, listen, that is biblical. There's no way that you will ever fail. Phenomenal. Let's talk about Dr. Reuben West out of Topeka, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen, there is not a more brilliant speaker I know in the world than Reuben West, speaker in the world. And when I say speaker, I'm talking not just someone that can handle the mic on stage. This man is one of the brilliant geniuses of building people into speakers. That's why he is our 2020 Communication Technology Person of the Year for the globe. Not America, the globe, because he's created a concept called Bialogue. I'm not going to tell you about it, by the book. This man, Dr. West, I'm telling you, I've been around top people of the world. Mm-hmm. He, like yourself, is one of those people. So we're honored to have Dr. West.
Come on, come on, come on, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Listen, folks, I want to take a pause for the cause because there are people who are on here. I'm not seeing the actual feed right now to put them on. So I want to just let people know we've got Jeff Maroney all the way out of the States making big things happen. People are chiming in. They're congratulating one another, which is what we are all about. We are all about lifting each other up. So I apologize. First time utilizing this thing called Be Live. So forgive me. We're working on it. We're working on it. But we had to document this day. All right. Let's talk about Congressman Dr. Simon Karu out of Nigeria.
This man, Congressman Simon Karu out of Nigeria, he's one of the most pure leaders I've ever seen in my life. This man has a heart for people, his wisdom and his understanding and what he went through to get the seat. He called me. He was one of my clients. He said, I want to be there. He heard me speak at an event, came, we talked. So I started working with him. He said, I want to be the congressman. He said, but I have nothing. Mm-hmm. And that man walked from nothing to the congressional seat he won.
Come on now.
The man, they were calling him an actual bishop and an imam. Because what he did, he was able to work with all cultures to do what's best for humanity. Simon Karu, that man, there's none like him. He's phenomenal.
Listen to what is being said. Number one, I salute you, Simon Karu. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you as always. It is amazing how you can do something without nothing, but you have to have a will so that you can succeed. And what I just heard you say is someone came to you and said, listen, I'm going to be this, but I have nothing. But he had everything on the inside of him. Mm. And that's all that it took was the will to succeed. Blessings and peace to you, Dr. Simon Karu. Let's talk about Dr. Timothy Rowland out of India.
Timothy Rowland just called me and apologized because he couldn't be on. The guy is feeding 2,500 people a day in India right now. People are locked down. Timothy Rowland, this man is, there's none like him. He's been working with me for a couple years, and he has gotten us to the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka. He's done World Stability Day India. The guy is a leader of leaders. And he said, Doc, I would love to be on the show, but there's work to do on the front line. And absolutely. I said, you are a productive business stability award winner. So he tells me to tell everyone, thank you.
In true fashion, listen, leaders lead, and that's what we do. Sometimes we don't have the opportunity to get the niceties while things are going on. People are being awarded not because of something they paid for, but because their life represents the culmination of what business civility is. So I'm grateful and thankful. Salute to you, Dr. Timothy Rowland. Let's talk about Dr. Sadiq Wada out of Sudan.
Let me tell you about he. He's an amazing, he's the sultan. A sultan is like a king. He has 250 sultans under him. This man was one of the ones that helped stop the conflict in Darfur. He has built over 3,000 water wells to help the animals and people live. This man is one of the great civility leaders in the world, Dr. Sadiq Wada. We honored him from our graduate college because we're about, if you're good, the world needs to know. So we're honored. And I'm going to help him build six universities, You know, he asked me to help him build six universities, and he says, look at it. He says, we are different faiths, but we can work for humanity together.
That is a true leader. Listen, I always tell people, Dr. Rivers, that faith is great. Humanity is great. But when you put faith and humanity together, there's no word that can really describe it. So I salute you, Dr. Sadiq Water. We look forward to working with you and creating those six universities around the world. People need the seed that is planted on the inside of you. It is time for you to produce. All right, all right. Our next person is Dr. Christine Roberts Kosicek. My goodness.
No words. This woman has started Every Girl Wins. She came at 13 years old, she was pregnant, and she had her child, and it was like people thought her life was over. This woman, wait. She's an entrepreneur. And she has a passion for every single girl in the world to win. And she puts her money where her mouth is. She's been to Guyana. She's been to Kenya. She's been to Uganda. She's been to Burundi. And this woman here is one of the greatest speakers, voice for girls in countries that are not her own. She doesn't need to go anywhere. Her life is fine, but she's laid her life down for others. That woman is a legend. I'm telling you. So we're honored to have Christina Kosicek.
Absolutely. Dr. Christina Kosicek representing North Carolina. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you. I salute you and the work that you are doing, your foundation and institute. Let's change the world together.
Doc, I want to add something. I was talking to the former president of Malawi this morning, and she wants to work with Dr. Kosicek. So
awesome.
Amazing
awesome.
Stuff.
Awesome. And this is exactly what I'm talking about, folks. I've told people for years that there is a currency that many people negate. It's called relationships. Relationship for some is the new currency. But when you create relationships, right, and then you understand collaboration, and then you put partnerships on top of it, I call that the RCP principle, life as you know it will never be the same. You are experiencing a culmination of RCP right here, right now. All right, let's talk about Dr. Charles Tourette out of Canada. Help us. As we talk about this young man,
Dr. Charles, he's creating a concept called Heaven on Earth, Africa. Africa, Heaven on Earth. He is one of the first leaders I've ever seen that wanted to change the continent of Africa, the image of the continent of Africa. He has created Global Africa Day. Listen, he will go down in the archives of the history of the continent as someone that, and he also has a show called The New African Conversations. You know, Dr. Burnett, when you change the conversation, when you interrupt systems, you transform things. Dr. Tourette, the world needs more people like that great man.
Well, once again, we salute you. Thank you so much for all that you're doing. I am super excited to have the culmination of the business civility partners that we have awarded today. They are phenomenal in their own right. Each of them have their own initiative that they are bringing to the world to change the world as we know it. If you have heard anyone on this show today, this presentation today, and you're wondering how you can get in touch with them, send us an email at civility360@gmail.com. That's civility360@gmail.com, because we want to connect you to the leaders who are going to take you to the next level.
That's good.
And that's good. What it's all about.
And Dr. Burnett, the book Business Civility, people, these people were chosen because they're the best. I know there's all kind of book deals that people are doing. The content from the people in this one will move you forward in life. Look, let me tell you, we need to eat now. We need to eat. So give me real life people that have done real life things. And everyone in this book has done, and this book will go all over the globe.
Yes. Yes. I am super, super excited about this book project. And as you mentioned, yes, there are a lot of collaborative books out there. There are a lot of people who are talking about different things, but this is a world changer. This is a world changer. You're talking about people from 7 different countries coming together with initiatives that will change the world. You can't put that, you can't even speak that right. So grateful and thankful to have each and every one of you on. Again, we are launching Civility 360. That is going to be a show that literally talks about world civility with top leaders and everyone from 360 degree angle of the world, So we are looking forward to bringing the best and the brightest from all around the globe to share their insight and their wisdom with you.
Wow. And if I can say one thing, Dr. Burnett, I tell people this, we can't do the new without you.
That's it. That's it. We can't do the new without you. What are some upcoming projects, Dr. Rivers, that you have coming up that you would like to share with the audience?
Wow. People, when this morning, I spoke with the former president of Malawi. I'm putting together different groups and teams to go in and work with their presidential foundation. I have a business school in Lagos, Nigeria, in my name. I'm looking to take the civility people, position them to help do business and bring civility to the nations of the world. We have our United Graduate College and Seminary and Kyle University campus in Kampala, Uganda. People, let me challenge you. I want our civility leaders to come and educate the world. Now, they fought us for a decade over this school. If I can tell every leader one thing, if you stay in the game, you will win the fight. So now, let me tell you what we're doing at that institution. We have brought science and God together because some institutions have kept God out. And we're saying, let us research the supernatural. So we're researching the miracles of God, and we're going to get that put into science because no institution would do it. We created our own. So we're not waiting for anyone anymore. We're not waiting. We built a world civility stage. Dr. V, you and I are going to start world civility roundtables. That's going to be like a G8 summit for civility around the world. And we're going to put a perspective of civility into the world's issues because they've proven they can't do it without us. So has to be this paradigm. And people, let me tell you this here. I'm not on the stage. I created it. So we have a voice in every nation of the world because this is what we're doing. And I'm telling you, and it's now's not the time to rest. It's the time for us to step the game up and be ready to bust the doors down with answers that solve real problems. So our first world civility, our first round table to speak to the issues of the world, we will let you know, and we want you there. And we're going to train you on how to be there. So, Doc, that's just a snippet of things we have going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Listen, I'm trying to explain to you the magnitude of what is actually going on in the world right now. The world wants you to focus on what you shouldn't focus on. We want you to focus on you and what you're supposed to do. You are one of the 7.8 billion people who have what we call a people solution. Do not, I repeat, do not rob me or the rest of the world from exercising your productivity and your greatness. We want you to succeed in life. That's what this is all about, my friends. That's what this is all about. We're grateful and thankful, Dr. Rivers. I want you to give, I mean, you've got so many fantastic quotes, man. Give us a quote as we get ready to close the first ever Productive Business Civility Awards.
Never wait for a handshake from the old number one. You're the new.
I love it. I love it. If I could add anything to that, it would be authenticity is the currency to your greatness. Mm. Listen, folks, I hope that you've enjoyed this segment. There's going to be so much more coming out from Dr. Rivers and I. I mean, I cannot even keep up with all of the ideas that have been planted in the garden. What I'm telling you is don't look at the field. Get ready for the jungle, because it's coming, my friends. We hope that you've enjoyed yourself. Again, follow. If you don't know these people, you need to search them out and follow them on social media and see how you can connect to their greatness. You are great. We appreciate you. And you know what I always say. I want you to be innovative and be productive. But most of all, get out there and live to produce, my friends. Blessings, peace, and productivity to you all.
Thank you for listening to the Productivity 360 Radio Show with Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Interact with Dr. Vernet on the Productivity 360 Radio Show Facebook page. For books, coaching, or speaking inquiries, visit livetoproduce.com. Until next week, be productive or be replaced.